Muy buenos días a todos los presentes.
Good morning to everyone present.
Un saludo aquí al misionero Miguel.
Greetings to missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín here, to his wife Ruth and his family, his daughters, who are with us. His son is also here.
Todos los ministros,
and all the ministers, brothers and sisters that are present here, and those who are watching us through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8 in the different countries. Having already heard the dedication of this beautiful hall, which I have seen from the beginning, Salvador used to send me the videos of all the updates, and you did a job well done. I congratulate you for this beautiful place that God has provided you. And just as missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín has spoken and has prayed and has dedicated, may God hear this dedication being made by missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín. And may everything that is done in this place be pleasing to our Heavenly Father. May these people receive great blessings from God. And may they receive the greatest one, the transformation of their bodies. For this occasion, we have the subject, watching and working for the fulfillment of the Scriptures, which was preached on May 3rd of 2014 in Bogotá, Colombia. And we read the portion of Mark chapter 13 from verse 34 to 37, where it says, for the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch, watching and working for the fulfillment of the Scriptures. You may please be seated. Today, Friday, October 4th of this year, 2024, which was for here, for San Juan Chamula, and God has granted us this blessing of being here with you in this place, and thus having this fellowship around the Word today in the Bible study of this subject. On verse 35 of the Bible study that we place this scripture for him, there on the left side, he writes in verse 35 of this chapter 13, where it says, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh. There he writes, watch for the coming of the Lord. Because the Lord is the master of the house, of his church. And on verse 37, where it says, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. There on the right side, he writes, watch for the coming. Watch for the coming of the Son of Man. In the message, the entrance of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem, that was preached
el 24 de marzo,
on May 24 of 2013 Calle, in Calle, Puerto Rico, Dr. William Soto Santiago says,
es importante que estemos
it is important that we are aware of all these things in order to receive
nosotros.
All that Christ has for us. He comes to claim all those who have received Him with His precious blood to bring forth the adoption or redemption of the body, which is our transformation. It says on page 104 from the Book of the Seals, and he turns to the Book of the Seals to quote that portion of page 104, which is the 123 from the book in English. Halfway down the page, or in the middle of the paragraph, of the last paragraph, he begins to read where it says, and reveal the whole secret of God for the rapturing of the church. And then there is coming forth seven mysterious thunders that are not even written at all. That's right. And I believe that through those seven thunders will be revealed in the last days in order to get the bride together for rapturing faith. Because what we got right now, we wouldn't be able to do it. There is something. We've got to step further. We can't have enough faith for divine healing, hardly. We've got to have enough faith to be changed in a moment and be swept up out of this earth. And we will find that after a while, the Lord willing, find where it's written. And there on the right, he writes, rapturing faith. And he continues reading. That is, he continues speaking in the message. But let's go a bit further on to see what he wrote there. Look, that next sentence of the next paragraph on page 123 from the book in English, it says, then all the judgments of these evildoers now see down through the ages of these seals has been breaking. And he writes there, has been fulfilled until now. That last seal is broken. And he writes, fulfills the seventh seal. In other words, the seventh seal was not opened, and on the right side, he draws a cornerstone in the ages. And our brother William continues to say, all of this is under the seventh seal. Therefore, we must be in expectation because a great blessing is coming from God to prepare us. In other words, if a blessing is coming from God's part to prepare us, this means that that something that will come is what the bride needs to obtain the rapturing faith. In other words, what has been brought up to that point, it is not the content of what the bride needs. Now he says, what for? He says, to have that rapturing faith and so that we can be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Without that preparation which brings the thunders, there is no transformation and there is no rapture. And he says, he goes on to say, the transformation will be like divine healing. You have to believe to be healed by God, and that revolves around the first coming of Christ and his sacrifice on Calvary's cross. And for the transformation and rapture, everything will revolve through and around the second coming of Christ to his church. In other words, that is what God's elect has to do to obtain total healing, the transformation. What? To believe. We believed in the first coming of the Lord and his work of redemption on Calvary's cross, and we obtained the new birth. Notice, by believing,
creer en esa obra,
believing
creer
in that work, believing in the one who carried out that work, the work of redemption. And for the transformation, it is the same. It is required that we believe in the one who comes to claim. It is the same thing. It will be parallel in every way. It will be revolving around that mystery contained in the seventh seal, which is revealed by Christ when he cries as when, which is revealed by Christ when he cries as when a lion roars and seven thunders utter their voices. It is the voice of Christ speaking to his church and revealing to her that mystery of the seventh seal, the voice of who? The voice of Christ.
Cristo viniendo como león,
Christ coming as lion,
como león,
crying
como
out
rey.
As lion, as king.
Y eso es Cristo viniendo,
and that is Christ
blanco,
coming on a white horse
blanca,
or on a white
es
cloud.
Lo mismo,
the meaning is the same.
Señor,
it is the coming of the Lord, as it was shown on Mount Transfiguration Moses with Moses in,
Elias,
at one side
lado,
and Elijah to the other side. That is in page 42 of the book of Quotations that he showed us on that page in one of the excerpts, talking with Jesus about going to Jerusalem to fulfill the program of redemption so that the redemption could take place. Therefore, in the coming of the Lord for his church, there will be something important that will be having to do with the redemption of Israel as a nation to be restored to the kingdom of Israel. All of this will fulfill the vision or dream that had a person who saw Brother Branham on a big military horse and said, I will ride this trail, this path again. Notice how in Revelation 19 is reflected in that dream that person had. This is in the book of Quotations. On page 157,
me traje este libro que allí lo tomé prestado allí
I
de la biblioteca.
Brought this book here, I borrowed it from the library there,
pedacitos.
Because here the page is a little cut off in some parts.
Aunque la versión acá,
although
la
the version here, the translation is
palabras,
different by a few words.
Pero ahí vamos viendo lo que
but we will be seeing what he left written here too. It says, page 157, and there we see what our brother William is telling us about this dream that the person had. In the paragraph
14:10,
which he will fulfill this dream. Notice, Revelation 11 is everything that God is carrying out in the midst of his church in this last day, it says. He said, Mr. Branham, I realized I got to stand before God. And he said, I don't know whether I was asleep or what happened. He said, I dreamed. I'm going to say that I was asleep and I dreamed. Said, I thought my son in the market stuck his hand in a sack and said, when he did, was a sack of apples and they all turned over. Said, when I went to pick them up, they were all green apples with one bite taken out of them. Said, I was picking them up, put them back in the sack. Said, some of them rolled out and rolled down. So when I tried to get them, and under on the grass, and said, they rolled under one of these chain-lock fences, and there was a big superhighway run in there. I looked back east, and he said, the chain was hooked against a big rock back in the east, and big rock, He writes Christ.
Y escribe,
and he writes,
encima del
on
este
top
escribe,
of
Israel.
The east, he writes Israel.
Y yo fui allá y pensé
and
que
I went back there,
cadena.
And I
Luego
thought I'd let this chain down, then
Dijo,
go over and
cadena.
Get the apples
Dijo,
for that man. Said, I started to let
tierra.
The chain down. Said, a voice Dijo, shook the whole earth. Said, the earth shook
Dijo,
under my feet. And said,
de
after
de
it quit shaking, I heard
Dijo,
a voice. And said, Brother Branham, it was
Dijo,
your voice. Said, I knowed
Dijo,
there was something
Dijo,
said that. Said, it said, I will ride, and there he writes, Fifth Elijah on top. I will ride this trail once more. And he said, I started looking up the rock like this. And looked on. I'm turning the page of the other one as well to have them next to each other there. And I looked on. In past the clouds and way up there standing on a rock, and there he writes again on top of rock, he writes Christ that reached from the east to the west in a pointed shape like that, like a pyramid, run back here to the east and said, there you were standing there and on a horse that I never seen anything like it in my life, a great white horse. And there he writes Revelation 19. The coming of the Lord was being reflected in him in this dream, and in Brother Branham, where the ministry of Elijah in its fourth manifestation, white mane hanging down, and said, you was dressed like an Indian chief with all the things that the Indians use. Said, he had a breastplate, then bangles on the arms, and all around down like that. Said, you had your hands up like that. And said, that horse standing there like a military horse with a prance like this, walking, me standing still, and said, you pulled the reins, went riding off towards the west. Said, I looked down here and there was a whole lot of scientists, and the next morning, that was on Saturday. On the next morning, I preached on the scientists, you know, being of the devil, and said, scientists there were pouring things in tubes and mixing it. Said, you stopped the horse, raised up your hands again and screamed, I will ride this trail once more. And he writes there on top of I will ride, he writes, Fifth Elijah, and said, the whole earth shook. Then people shook, said, looked up and looked at each other like that, and looked up to you. They just shrugged their shoulders, went on with their scientific research, and said, you started going towards the west, and when you did, said, I seen this man that called himself a prophet, you know? Said, he come up on a horse that was mixed with white and black together. Those are the false anointed one, the false Christs, who would rise at the time when that white horse rider of Revelation 19 would be riding that trail, that path, which is currently being seen. The white horse rider of Revelation 19 riding that trail, and false anointed one, false Christ too, because it was already shown, not only in that dream, in the sacred scriptures and in the biblical history. Whenever God sends a prophet to the people, there are always false prophets, false Christs. That has happened at all times, and this time wouldn't be the exception. and said,
él subió detrás de ese
he got up caballo, behind that big great horse,
dijo, era,
said,
dijo, muy arriba,
it was,
por
said,
encima de las nubes,
way up above
caminó,
the clouds and the road.
Y el camino no
and
era
the road wasn't over
dijo,
about that wide, and said, that horse just danced to the wind blowing the feathers
dijo,
and everything
on
your garb, and said,
maestro,
then the horse mane and
grande,
tail blowing, a great master,
linea,
big white horse walking
ahí,
right in line,
arriba,
upwards, there on the right side,
blanco,
upwards, he writes, white horse equals
maestro,
great master,
raya oeste,
a dash west,
y dijo,
and said,
este hombre llegó corriendo,
this guy ran up behind you,
del rumbo de Canadá,
came from towards
y dijo,
Canada,
regresó y dijo,
and the man lives in Canada, and he said, come back, and said, he took his little horse trying to knock your big horse off. Because that's what they do, that spirit of the Antichrist and the evil spirit which uses human beings as well. Where does it say that he has? It says that the devil has his instruments and he must have human beings to work because otherwise he cannot work. Quotations, so that you have it there as well. It should be in the left side, in one of the even pages, at the bottom. See if you can find it quickly. Quotations 62, on page 62, on the paragraph 547, it says, so much we have here, a devil is almost harmless unless he can have something to work in. See? And he writes there, the devil cannot do harm if he has no one to work with. And that is where he writes, several instruments used by the devil. He writes, the serpent, Cain, Judas, and in this end time, he says, the Antichrist, the beast, meaning he will use that man of sin.
Now,
he says, he's God, you remember those devils that were cast out of Legion. They had, they want to do more mischievousness. So they wanted to go in the hogs. So devils must have something to work in, somebody to work through. And that's the way God does, too. He has to have us. He's depending on us to work through us. And he also writes there, the head needs a body to work. Now, he continues to say here, on page 158, where we have stopped, it says, he took his little horse trying to knock your big horse off, that is, trying to knock down Revelation 11, turning him around, make his hips hit against the, in other words, it was a direct attack against that white horse rider of Revelation 19, which is the Lord in his coming, and said it never moved the big horse, that not even a little scratched.
Ni un soplo.
Not even a puff.
Recuerden que es Dios.
Remember that it is God in his comic. Who moves?
Al Dios creador de los cielos y de la tierra.
God, the Nadie. Creator of
en
heavens and earth. No one on this planet earth.
Ni a su instrument,
nor his instrument,
hijos e hijas de Dios
nor the sons and daughters of
Porque
God
Dios
either,
ellos,
for God sí. is in them as
Nada
well.
Nos puede
Nothing
hacer daño.
Can harm us.
Vean, Romano,
Notice, es Romans is
Nada
where it says,
separa,
Nothing separa, will separate us
del amor.
from the love. It says, nor tribulation, nor distress, nor persecution, nor nakedness, nor famine, nor peril, nothing, and nothing means nothing, said. It never moved the big horse. He just kept walking. Kept what? He continued the trail, the claiming work. He kept on going straight ahead. He won't be paying attention to those moves that the horse makes. Said, then all of the sudden, said, you turned around and said, that would be the third time you had spoken. But the second time you said, I will ride, and said, you didn't speak like you do, you commanded. Said, you turned around and called the man by the name and said, get off of here. You know that no man can ride this road here without God ordaining him to do it, because that is the ministerial path of Elijah along with the one of Moses and of Jesus. Get off of here, and said, the man turned around and said, the man has wrote me letters, and said, across his horse hips, that black and gray and mixed up together, said, across his horse's hips was wrote his name, signature, just exactly like is on this, on his letter, and he rode off towards the north, and he writes above, Russia, Rome, and Europe. Said, then you went on down, and there he writes Latin America and the Caribbean, Southwest. Said, then you went down, that big horse turned around way as far west as you could, said, you stood and raised your hands up like that. Then he started crying, said, Brother Branham, to see that horse standing there, and all that war bonnet and everything like that, and said, that breastplate and everything shined, said, you held your hands up a little while, and said, you looked down again, picked up the reins, and said, I will ride this trail just once more. And there he writes, Fifth Elijah, on top, and again he writes, Fifth Elijah, said, the whole earth shook back and forth like that, and said, there was no more life left in me. I just fell down aside the rock, and then I woke up, said, what does it mean, sir? I said, I don't know. Next morning, Junior Jackson, there should be a space there further down in that same message. He said, I dreamed, Brother Branham, me and my wife was out riding, and said, I looked back in the east and I saw, looked like a spot, like one of them flying saucers. And there he writes, flying saucers. See, the world doesn't know what that is, you know it's on, we know what it is, see, we know it's investigating judgment angels, you see, and how at the Pentagon and all about how it comes right down, and the intelligence, how they can go like a flash, and be gone, pull away from anything they got. See, they do not realize what it is. See, let them think whatever they want to. And up there, on the right, he writes flying saucers upwards. And where he wrote, where it says flying saucers, he also wrote there flying saucers above. They call it flying saucers, and he writes again there, flying saucers, or whatever, they don't know, see? Said, and I seen it coming, and I watched it, and what it was a man on a horse, and said, he was coming with lightning speed. Here in this version, he says, at the speed of lightning, said, I seen he was going to come down in front of me, and I stopped my car, jumped out. When it did, said, the car, the horse, was standing in the road, a great white military horse walking in a prance. Just above, he had written, the flying saucers, judgment investigators. That's the word. Of course, you know, walking in a prance. Said, there was a man sitting there. Said, he was dressed in Western garbs. Here it's Western garments. Above, Western garbs or Western garments, he writes Western. And in that same line, on the right, upwards, he writes with Western garb. And above, he writes, Western garb equals the veil of flesh. To speak it more plainly, in other words, how would the veil of flesh have its garment, or what garment would the veil of flesh use? So that you can see all of me. In other words, notice how everything is so simple. Everything in simplicity. Now, he also writes there, white horse, on top of that, on top of that whole margin above, he writes, white horse equals the word. The word is a power. The horse represents the power of God. A beast is a power. Wasn't a cowboy, but said looked like a chief of a rangers or something. See? All of his chief authority from the west, the Indians over the Indians, rangers over, see? And said the man had his hat, pulled down, and had, and he was looking sideways, and said, when he turned sideways, said, it was you, Brother Branham, said, you never talked like you did. You said, Junior, called him three times, and said, I'll tell you what to do, and said, then you pulled up on the reins of this horse, you made about three loaves, and took to the skies. And you were gone towards the east. And there he writes on the right, upward, Revelation 19, from 11 to 19. He said, just a minute, I looked around, and here come a horse smaller than that one, of the same breed, but smaller, and stood, said, I walked around, said, he must have sent this back for me, and said, I got in it. Junior has done a little riding, too. He said, you know how your saddle fits you, Brother Branham? The stirrups and everything? Said, I thought, well, this fits me just right. So I pulled up on the reins up through the skies. Said, I pulled on the reins and stopped him, turned him around and went back. See, when I went back, said, I stopped the horse, got off, talked to the wife. The horse was gone, and he, then, the day before yesterday, 3 days ago, come Leo Mercier, coming down with exactly the same dream without knowing nothing about it, about trying to breed a big white stallion with a black mare, and they couldn't do it, nervous. Said, I walked up there, said Leo, and told him what I did. I don't want to say it here, see, but I told him what I did, said, don't you see? Now, to know this, I didn't know Ed Dalton had a son in a son-in-law, and that the son-in-law had a dog by this name. You will know, Leo, that you are dreaming. You will know, Leo, what you are dreaming. But then you wake up, remember it. I said, I never heard such a command. About that time, Roy Robertson's come in and said, Brother Branham, you remember back there before you left the church the first time? I seen you sitting like in Palestine. We was all, the board and everything was sitting like the Lord's Supper table, and then you talked, and you, he wasn't sure what you was talking about, said, a white cloud came down and got you, packed you away. How many remembered the dream of Brother Roy? And said, the white cloud packed you away, and said, then you was gone. I walked through the streets screaming and crying. When I come up out here, and that little old arm crippled up, like he was a reading this, he dropped the rake and started crying when he seen me coming up out here. I hadn't seen him, so he told me the dream, and he said, and he was raking, I said, and you went away, said, I walked the streets everywhere trying to find you. I couldn't find you nowhere. Above, I left there the little parts where he writes, a white cloud came down and got you, packed you away. There on the right side, he writes, the adoption. I was screaming, oh, Brother Branham, don't leave, said, a white cloud come in and got you and packed you away from us towards the west. And there he writes, west, and upward he writes, the white cloud. That was before the pyramid or anything, said, packed you towards the west, and I cried, and I walked the streets, said, after a while, I went and sat in the table. I happened to look up there at the head of the table, said, I could just see that much of you was snow white, and said, you was standing there, and said, you spoke with authority. There was no guessing to it, said, every man understood exactly what you said. Oh, my brother, sister, now, everyone of you is conscious. I know what that means, see? Now notice how this dream, and also the one of Brother Junior Jackson of Roy Roberts were dreams where they were showing there what will be the coming of that white horse rider of Revelation 19, of which our brother William is speaking to us about here. And he says, he goes on to say, after mentioning this dream or vision, where our brother William ends up saying there, notice how Revelation 11 is reflected in that dream that this person had. Now we ask the question, where will it come from? And that is very important because we all want that blessing. In other words, there he is showing us where that blessing of the rider would come from. And he quotes page 168 of the Book of Quotations to have it there as well and see what he wrote to us. Page 168 on paragraph
1496,
it says, why me, an old man, suffered all my life? Why did he heal me now? I believe I will ride this trail again. I got to bring a message. And he on trail again, he writes, Fifth Elijah, I got to bring a message. He says, year of Jubilee. And above, in that paragraph, he writes, Fifth Elijah, the gospel of the kingdom. I will ride this trail again. I have to bring a message. Message of the year of Jubilee. And under that paragraph, he also writes, a new message will come, equals year of Jubilee, the gospel of the kingdom. A new dispensational message. He also writes there. Now, our brother William goes on to say, after reading that paragraph, the ministerial trail of Elijah's ministry will be repeated, and if it is repeated, it is no longer for the fourth occasion, but for the fifth time. Now, the ministry of Elijah, notice here, the Holy Spirit crying out, speaking through Reverend William Branham, says, now he turns to 166, on paragraph 1485, now, I was getting pretty old, and I thought, will there be another revival? I'll see another time, and just remember, from the west will come a white horse rider. We will ride this trail again. That's right, as soon as we get ready. It's a promise, you see. We will ride this trail again. He writes there above. And on the right, upwards, in three lines, the west, and then below will come a rider, and then below on a white horse, that is, upwards. The west for the coming of the Lord. He also writes there. That is, above, in the bottom of that part, he writes, the seven angels came to the west for the coming of the Lord. Now, our brother William goes on to say, and now for the triumphal entry into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the spiritual Jerusalem, which has that promise, we will have a rider who will be accompanied by Elijah. Now, look, there, to go into the literal Jerusalem, on Mount Transfiguration, there was Elijah and Moses for the entrance into the literal Jerusalem. And for the spiritual Jerusalem, which is the church of the Lord, notice, there is the promise that in the fulfillment of that rider of Revelation 19, the white horse rider, Elijah comes in his fifth manifestation, accompanied by the one of Moses and the one of Jesus. And he says it won't be, and he says it won't be a Chinese person. In other words, he's saying that it's not going to be a Chinese person because China is not in the West. We call oranges, we call them chinas. When we go on a plane, sometimes can I have a China juice? And he's asking us to squeeze out the juice of a person from over there. Oh my, no, orange juice. It's because in Puerto Rico we call orange juice China. We have to double check how it happened, but apparently I was, or I vaguely remember that it's because when the boxes arrived at the port and they came from, they brought the oranges in boxes and there was written in the outside China. We have to check, but I think it was because of that. And from that point on, they kept it as China. But we can verify that later if it was like that. And he says it won't be a Chinese person. He's not going to come from China, nor he's going to come from India. It says that he will come from the West. That is why the dream that a person had about Brother Branham riding on a giant military horse, he was wearing Western garbs. And I already showed them to you. And here he's talking about that rider. Our brother William is speaking about him. Blessed be the Lord forever. See? All of that is a little light in one place, a little light in another place, and a light bulb has gone off here because he says it in a dream, a little bit of light here, and little there. And we have the light present here, the reality of those dreams, of those visions, of what Reverend William Branham foreran. Today we have the reality that we can talk, laugh, rejoice, embrace, greet each other, and say to one another, God bless you. Amen. To those who told me, God bless you, I said, Amen. Amen. Amen is, so be it. May we be blessed this morning with all the blessings he has for the elect, those who love his coming, and those whom he loves. Who is that? You. And whom do you love? Me too. All of that is a little light in one place and a little light in another place, and the light shines more and more for the knowledge of what we are promised to receive in the last day. And now, there will also come a difficult time in the first coming of Christ, which they were expecting. Notice, it was a difficult time for Jesus and for his disciples. Do not think that when God promises something and he does it, everybody is going to agree with God. Some people may say, if God were with these people, they wouldn't have so many problems. But look, they had a lot of problems. They were persecuted, people spoke badly about them, and so on. Because the enemy, the devil, does not want God's program to be carried out in the world. Ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, says Jesus Christ. In other words, he did not say that the believers in him were going to have an easy life, but a path of struggles, persecutions, and problems. Look. There is a place here in the message, going beyond the camp, where Brother Branham narrates to us here, on one occasion, about the story of a judge. Look, this is because of the cold, Dad. I don't know if because of the altitude here. What is the altitude here? 2,000 and something? 2,400? And we kept going up and up and up and up. But the weather feels nice here. It feels good. I was saying, I did tell yesterday, last night, it's nice here to spend some days and have an unlimited service because the place is very cozy.
Y como hay para uno
and
quedarse,
since there is a place to stay,
oh,
look, Miguel there.
Como hay para uno quedarse, pues,
since
aquí
there
mismo,
is a place to stay, well, we are right here. The place is good. And the audio
bueno,
is good as well. It
bien.
Sounds very good.
Ahora miren aquí.
Now notice here.
Si de vez en cuando hago,
that is why if from time to time I sniff, yeah, it's because...
Eso lo controlamos.
But we can control that.
Miren, en la página 29,
look, on page 29 it says,
no sé si tiene,
I don't know if Miguel has audio there.
A lo mejor ahora sí.
Perhaps now he does.
Dice,
it says, on page 29 at the bottom it says,
digo
closing,
esto,
I will say this.
Estaba leyendo una historia,
I was reading a story some time ago on a judge.
Era un hombre justo,
he was just a just man, a good man was loved, and there was a bunch of people in the city that thought they could get by with anything, so they had plenty. So they opened up a house of ill fame, run a liquor store, liquor everything like that. It was illegal. And they was caught by the law, the federal man, and was brought to court. And when all the people of the city, the little city gathered in, they knowed this man, what this man had done, a lot of things around there, the man that had run the ill-famed place, meaning that man made a lot of good things there in that town, and they... The jury found the man guilty because he was caught open-handed. And so then the judge found him guilty. And he writes, judge, law, and sentenced them for so many years without bound, without appeal or anything. He sent him because that's what the law read. The people outside the court raised him to the judge and said, you know what? Every person in this town will hate you. Said, they will hate you for making that decision and that man. They was all gamblers themselves and said, we all hate you. In other words, the judge, we'll never elect you again. We will never be a one of us vote for you. Booing him as he went down the streets, they started booing him. He stood just a minute, said, let me have a word. He said, I have done exactly what was my duty. The man was guilty, no matter who he was, and I had to sentence him according to the law that I swore I'd uphold. He said, you are hated in this town. He said, but I am loved greatly at home by my people. And he draws a star of David on the left. We might think the same thing. If you pardon the expression, I've stood for what I have been saved to do. Uphold this word of God. I know the denominations hate me for the things that I say, but I am greatly loved at his house among his people. And he begins to pray there and says, let us pray. Lord Jesus, we may be hated by the world, but loved of the Father. Help us, dear God, help these people, for each one of them, Lord, that thy blessings will rest upon them. Let us go beyond the camp now. Let us go beyond our own thinking. Let us go by the thinking of God. And there he writes, God's thought and not ours. And the Bible said this, let the mind that was in Christ be in you, so let us think his thoughts, not our own thinking, because most of the time we are wrong. So to be sure, let his mind rest in us. Whose mind? The mind of Christ. And his mind was to do the Father's will. And the Father's will is his promised word. And he draws a star of David on the left. And he writes, the Father's will. Let us go beyond the camp tonight, Lord, and find Jesus. And he draws another Star of David on the left. We will never find him by joining the church. We will never find him by shaking hands with some minister or signing some creed or something that we promise to go on Sunday school so many days out of the year and so forth. We will only find him in the Word. And there on the right side, he draws another Star of David, because he is the Word. And as we see, this day promised that he would be outside of the camp, but put out again. Now, let us go beyond the camp, ready to bear his reproach, hated of this world, but loved of the one who has invited us to the camp. Granted, Lord. Now, notice what our brother William is telling us here. And he says, in other words, he did not say that believers in him were going to have an easy life, but a path of struggles, persecutions, problems. He said, if any man will follow after me, let him take his cross and follow me. But that makes our faith more steadfast in Christ. We have already seen that what has to do with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is linked to the West, and thank God that we live in the West. The coming of the Son of Man, says Christ, that it will be like the lightning that comes out of the East and shines, is manifested, is revealed in the West. The light came out there in the first coming of Christ in the East, the land of Israel. And in the West, in the evening time, there will be light. In other words, there are the two important key points in the message, the evening messenger, on page 12. It tells us there, now, the same sun that shines in, that rises in the East, is the same sun that sets in the West. Now, let's just stop a minute to background this message. We know that the sun, that's S-U-N, the solar system, but the sun, S-O-N, of God, come down in the brilliance of God and the light of God in the East, and we've had 2,000 years now considered by the Lord. He said, it'll be a time that wouldn't be day nor night, just kind of dismal day, but in the evening time it shall be light. And he writes, the sun of the East is the same as that of the West, Christ in the West, in America, in Holy Spirit. Now, if you notice, the Holy Spirit fell on the Eastern people first. Then we have had a time of just church going, a little ends to be picked up, and little causes to be fought for. But then, in the evening time, on the Western Hemisphere, it shall be light. And he writes, there shall be light in the West, which is America. And we are at the time now, civilization come like a great rift from the East, picking up sin all the time as it come, and she's hit the West Coast like a sound barrier, and she's fallen back, and the most corruptible place that I know of is on the West Coast. Notice, at the end, God in his final manifestation in the West, which is the White Horse Rider, but notice, also, the devil and the most corruptible place, it says, and the most corruptible place that I know of is in the West Coast. Anything that you want to think of, they got it. Sin, corruption, divorce, marrying, Hollywood, the very whole of hell. And there he writes, Hollywood, the very whole of hell. Now, our brother William goes on to say, now, it's in the West that the light is shining to prepare us to be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. On page 69 of the Book of Quotations,
en el párrafo,
in the paragraph
593,
he says,
vendrá una luz,
there
se levantará,
will come a light, will rise.
Vendrá,
we're about
no.
Over in Jerusalem? No, sir.
Tarde,
evening
no
light will not rise in Jerusalem. The evening light goes where? In the west. They had their day and refused it. But the evening light, and there he writes on top, summer, but the evening light shall rise in the west. What for? To shine upon the word. What? To ripen the fruit, bring forth the bright tree. With the same signs, wonders, and fruits that they had at the beginning. And on the right side, he writes, the sun upwards. And he draws a cornerstone and the ages and an arrow towards the cornerstone. And on the left side, he also writes upwards, the sun will ripen the grain in the west. And above, he also writes, the light on the west, a revival. He also writes there on top. And our brother William continues to say, there is a great important promise for the believers in Christ, which we find in, it says in the message, his unfailing words of promise preached on January 20th of 1964 in Phoenix, Arizona, the United States. He says on page 28, he says, that is on page 120, that excerpt that he's reading to us, that he's going to read to us there, paragraph 120, on page 120, paragraph 1068, it says, now, that great gift, others I've tried to explain and say how it was done, this can be explained, just wait, it will not be in operation so perfectly now, wait till that council of churches bring on that persecution, that's when it will happen. Brother William says, notice that a time of squeeze of persecution is going to come, but God will manifest himself there, God will operate that gift in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit operating. The third pool by the spoken word. That's the reason I come back among you to pray for the sick. I have never had but one thing that he ever told me in my life that I know that hasn't happened yet, that some sort of a building or a tent where there will be a little building setting and I'd have to go into that and pray for the sick. That hasn't happened yet as far as I know. That's the only thing I know. And he writes there, what's left equals the tent. Elijah prays for the sick again. And upwards, he also writes the tent and the little room. And on top, he writes the tent equals is what hasn't been fulfilled. And he also writes the persecution and the third pool. Now, our brother William goes on to say, it has not happened. It didn't happen in the time of Reverend William Branham, but it will happen. See, it didn't happen in the time of Dr. William Soto Santiago either, but notice, it's happening. Because the third pool, notice, is the Word. It's the rapturing faith that God's elect are receiving. How was it with the faith to receive the theophanic body? It was to believe in the presence of the one who came to bring that promise in Jesus of Nazareth, the carpenter of Nazareth, a construction worker. What human mind could conceive that such a thing would come in a construction worker? In other words, such a great promise, he says, but it will happen, because he was transported to a place where there was a great tent cathedral and where there was preaching. Well, if there was preaching, there must be a preacher. Yes, by logically, And then when they get to that part, they say, no, it's because he's coming back. He's going to come. They will return. Of course they will. And they will be with us again in eternal and glorified bodies. But we will already be ready by then with the rapturing faith so that we can see them. They cannot leave the ministries of Moses and Elijah out of the transformation. They cannot disconnect the seventh seal from the tent. They cannot separate the ministries either. But it will happen because he was transported to a place where there was a great tent cathedral and where there was preaching and then prayer for the sick. And that's where the power of God will be manifested when the time of the squeeze comes. Before the time of the squeeze, we don't know how everything will move. So there will come a time when that part will come already, where that squeeze will be quite strong. But he says, we don't know what will be going on before that, and we are already getting to know what is happening before that moment. We are here today. On Sunday, we are in Puebla. Now, notice how things move before we reach that stage already. But in the meantime, God is fulfilling a work, which is the work of the seventh seal, in that opening of the seventh seal, fulfilling what he promised in his coming. He says, before the time of the squeeze, we don't know how everything will move, but the culmination of everything will be that manifestation of the fullness of God in His church. On page 119, that's where he tells us about that light. He says that he will take his children. Paragraph 1054 says, when the persecution comes, do not get scared. There is a light that he would catch his people away. She'll not go through the tribulation. She'll never do it. He says she wouldn't. She'll be caught away. That is raptured. And he writes there, a light will rapture the elect equals Christ in his. And he leaves it there. He also writes the squeeze, and on the left he draws a cornerstone and the ages and arrows, that is, light rays on the cornerstone. He says, but that is why that promise will be fulfilled somewhere, and that is why the believers of the message of the Holy Spirit through Reverend William Branham have always been anxious for the fulfillment of that vision to appear. In the message, which we also read, the Evening Messenger, on page 24, it says, but I'm trying to say, then when the message begins to swing over them, they don't want you, you're a crackpot, you're a fanatic, you ought to live 50 years ago, see? Oh, you might think that. I wouldn't have such a pastor. It's your pastor anyhow. Jezebel would never admit that Elijah was her pastor, but he sure was. He certainly was. He was sent. He certainly was. He was sent an example, a messenger to the nation of Israel, and today the precious Holy Spirit and God's Word is a messenger to the church. And he writes there, the Holy Spirit is a messenger to the church to straighten them out and to bring them back to the Word. We speak of it, but you see no one move. See, we get those things so mixed up. I heard someone like a testimony say, lift him up. How do you lift him up? And, oh, just get these little isms. Somebody said, watch and pray. That means keep one eye open when you pray. Look with the other one. Watch and pray. In other words, to put it as he says there, he says, one eye, but remember, but then
Pero ya ahí entraríamos en
we
otra,
would get into another. I didn't bring that one. There is a book which it talks about keeping your heads down, closing your eyes, not opening your eyes. He says, cursed be the person that opens them, or something like that. Look if in the book of quotations there is a writing that Brother William writes there. I believe we have read it. That is, notice, everything has its explanation, its interpretation. Why watch means watch for the coming of the Lord and pray up. See, it's just turning the thing around. Therefore, in that, what do? We make up a little tradition of our own, and then if, whether it's God constructed or not, and we go out, the first thing, you know, we've got a little group following us, and there he writes on the left, watch and pray, and pulling them away from the main body of the church. That's right, instead of coming and praying and solving the thing out and let the body move on, we do those things, whether it's constructor or not. If you've got the truth, then stay with the truth. That is exactly right, but let it be Bible truth first. Now, our brother William goes on to say here, they will be there later on, the relevant ministries that the Holy Spirit will operate, the angel of the covenant will be there. Now, if the Holy Spirit will be operating those ministries of Moses and Elijah, then he must have a veil of flesh to operate those ministries. The pillar of fire will be there. The angel that accompanied Reverend William Branham will also be there. The same angel of the covenant, the pillar of fire that delivered the Hebrew people from bondage in Egypt and led them to the promised land through Moses, we find that something major is fixing to happen. The third pool, where that which was seen in Reverend William Branham operated by the Holy Spirit in and partially for a time, will be repeated in all its fullness when that squeeze comes, just like when in the time of the apostles, squeeze came down on them, they prayed and the earth shook in the book of Acts, and the Holy Spirit came and more wonders and miracles took place, and more people came to the feet of the Lord. In the message or in the book of quotations on paragraph 4a, page 4a, on paragraph
33,
it says, said, let's see you break the bread and then feed the 5,000, and let me see you turn the water into wine. I said, we are in our infancy, we are moving up, and quick as we get you bunch of formal fanatics out of the way, we will be doing that. If we can get you bunch of unbelievers out of the way, see, first the house is swept, the house is cleansed, and all the unbelievers that are there are taken out, so that God then shows his power, his glory. God is not a God to please anyone, nor does he have to be doing things for people to believe. The elect of God believes in the promised word for that time in which God sends it, and the word always comes veiled in what? In a man. Bunch of unbelievers out of the way long enough to get God moving through the crowd. In other words, quite far away, so that God then moves through the crowd. You will see such things take place. We're just moving up. Look at the miracles that Jesus started the same way, moved right on up, finally to the resurrection of the dead. In other words, everything reached the climax where the resurrection then took place after the crucifixion. And he writes there, on top, miracles progressively. And below he writes, resurrection and the tent.
Algo grande está en camino, sigue diciendo.
Our brother William continues to say, something great is on the way from God's part. In the fulfillment of the tenth vision is when Israel will say, this is what we're waiting for. This is the one we are waiting for. Well, if it's this one, then the church bride must have that instrument in her midst so that they can say, this is the one, this is our Joseph.
Algo grande.
Something great is on the way from God's part.
Dice, este es el que
and he says, this is the one we're waiting for when they see Christ. Christ is the anointed one with the Holy Spirit. Today, in the prayer of the, or yesterday? Yesterday, during the prayer at dinner, I almost spoke there in that prayer at the end. And I said, in the eternal name, and I was going to say it, and I felt like it was a heavenly language. They noticed, and I almost... Huh? What were you going to say there? So something is moving. And God stopped me there. And I finished. It was before dinner last night. Now, let's always be meditating and praying. Because what we want is to leave from here and everything must be given. But it has to be given in the right time. It cannot be hastened nor delayed. Therefore, we have to go at the right pace so that everything is placed right and without fanatism. May God help us. He will help us. He is helping us. And He will continue to help us. This is the one we're waiting for when they see Christ coming for His church. But He comes. He doesn't come for the Jews. He comes for His church. The Jews are going to wait a little bit more, but they will see Him coming for His church. And they are going to approach. So the church of the Lord Jesus Christ will have what Israel is waiting for. Today you have Him here in San Juan Chamula. And why is it being spoken so plainly now? Look, so that you can see the meaning of what He says. So, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ will have what Israel is waiting for, like what Israel had 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ. As simple as that. Like what Israel had 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, that is what we receive when we hear the gospel of Christ and receive Him as Savior. We received that blessing and now we are waiting for His coming, He says. Oh, but if we are waiting for His coming, and how would be waiting for Him? He says, and now we are waiting for His coming, crying as when a lion roars and the seven thunders uttering their voices and revealing to us the mystery contained under the seventh seal, the mystery of the second coming to His church and then to the Hebrew people. Now, notice, that is what has been spoken very plainly today in this occasion, in which we have been speaking that revelation of the seventh seal. He, in a writing of this study, down there, I don't know if you can project that writing, if I sent it here in Can you? The picture? It is a picture so that they can write it. Otherwise, I will read it and it's just a little long. But I will send it to you to see if while I read it, you can put it there on the screen. I don't know if they will be able to see, but it will also be written in the study where he shows us he tells us here, he says, when the labor, that's the thing is spinning. That reminds me of when he spoke about the wheel inside the wheel. It sent it now. In the fourth dimension, there are some excerpts where he speaks about when the sound, there is a delay when, for example, something broadcasted to a place, let's say to Brazil, where it's broadcasted and the signal goes up and it's seen over there, you notice that there is a delay there. That's why sometimes when we switch from the broadcast of that Herson sends, for example, where Brother Miguel is, and they sent the signal from Puerto Rico, it's like it repeats again, and other times it sort of comes in later. So let's say that time is the time in which that dimension notice it takes to arrive, but the distance is very far. Meaning the same time that it takes for now, we say I will be there, but I'm already there, and I'll be in Brazil and I'm there. But there is a time there. There is one of the messages. He says that the person may arrive and, well, wait a second. Because it's a few, let's say that space of, I'm going, well, in that time he arrived there. Soon we will be familiarizing ourselves with that, and may God help us to use all of that correctly. Those are the treasures of the promised land, and they are fruits which are truly good, and we will be using them more extensively at this time before the resurrection to carry out the work more quickly, because we already wish to live from here. Now, look, he says, when the labor, and in parentheses, work, is done and based around the word promise for that time, it will be what? Prospered. It is made a reality. It materializes. And that work is the... And he writes materialized. And that work is the word of God made a reality, brought to life. It'll make the word of the hour, or it will make the word of the hour. Notice, when the labor work is done based around the word promise for that time, it will be prospered. It is made a reality. It materializes, and that work is the word materialized of God made a reality, brought to life. It'll make the word of the hour. And today, notice that word of promise, where God is fulfilling the scriptures, where the people who was watching and praying for that fulfillment, today is seeing that promise being fulfilled, being made a reality, watching and working for the fulfillment of the scriptures. Let us stand, and that way we are ready to see and hear this message on this occasion. I don't know if we have time for a song. If you have it planned here, if you have a song prepared, One that we all know, we can sing, and then we can have this very important message. Later on, we will be rebroadcasting the activity at 6 p.m. Puerto Rican time. This activity for all the brethren in the different countries that were not able to connect, well, we will be broadcasting it again. Yes, which song is it? Transformation, divine love will reign in your heart. Ask the Lord to reveal it to you. That great formula of love. God is pure, divine love. That is why He has sent His Anointed One at this time, in the age of love divine. He expresses to us through that formula of love, and we receive it by predestination, theophany. Come closer to me. Help me to continue preparing myself. God is pure, divine love. That is why He has sent His Anointed One at this time, who brings us that formula of love. That formula is faith, patience, virtue, knowledge, brotherly love, temperance, and godliness, theophany. Come closer and closer. Help me to reach my goal. God is pure, divine love. That is why He has sent His Anointed One at this time, giving us the faith for the adoption. God is pure, divine love. That is why He has sent Jose at this time, in the age of love divine. He brings us that formula of love. He brings us that formula of love.
Amen.
Amen.
Vigilando y obrando.
Watching and working
por el cumplimiento
for the fulfillment
de las escrituras.
Of the scriptures.
Dejamos inmediatamente
Let us
con nosotros
leave with us right away our dear brother and friend,
William
Dr. William Soto Santiago.
Soto Santiago.